Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, is what we're going to do for like the next 6 minutes. KU plays North Carolina tomorrow in basketball. We would do this topic tomorrow, but Rob is taking off for a regular season college basketball game. There are some things that you can take off for. Rob got married. Sure, take that time. Take a couple of days. Rob had a honeymoon. Ooh, sure. Where'd you guys go? Like Jamaica or somewhere? Yeah, take a couple of days, but come back because it's football season. Taking off for a regular season college basketball game before they play the heated rival Denver Broncos is unacceptable. I filed a complaint with HR, and hopefully it won't happen again. But for that reason, we have to do this topic today because we can't do it tomorrow because Rob won't be here. So this was the rules. I made a North Carolina team. The only rule was they had to play under Roy Williams at his time in North Carolina. Roy Williams' time at North Carolina and Bill Self's time at KU started at the exact same time. I made a North Carolina team. I have five starters, and I also have three coming off the bench. Rob, you also made a Bill Self team during that same time frame, those same parameters. And we're going to put it to the text line on what team they think is better as we get ready for tomorrow's matchup. I do have to ask you a really, really quick question. Very quick question. Are you guys letting more teams in you guys' little club, that little blue blood club that you talk about? Seems nonsense to me. Seems like it's something that's made up, like, oh, we're a blue blood. I don't even know what that means, to be completely honest with you. But you tell me that tomorrow we got two of these made up blue bloods playing each other. So we have North Carolina and KU. Are you letting any other new people in your club, or is it just you two, Duke, and Kentucky? Have you guys let UConn into this little club?
I'll tell you this about the blue blood club. We're like Mission Hills. We're old money.
Oh, we're old money. Okay.
We don't want any Cerner billionaires in our area.
Okay,
no, thank you,
That's what I'm asking. I didn't know if you guys were letting other people into your club because UConn feels like they should be in your club. They got more championships than you guys have. Now, you telling me that you guys can be in the club, but we're not letting UConn into the club? What about Michigan State? How do you
Michigan State had fallen out of the club.
Well, then why are they still part of the Champions Classic then? Remove them from the Champions Classic and let's now add UConn. Can we kick teams out?
We can absolutely kick teams out. Villanova got kicked out last night.
They lost to Columbia. And I ain't talking about Mizzou. They lost to Brown yesterday. Embarrassing performance yesterday from them. All right. Someone said, where is this hypothetical game going to be? Well, we can't play this at Allen Fieldhouse because we know it's not fair.
Why not? It seems like that is a bastion of great, great officiating.
No, we know that's not true. Let's play this game in Vegas. All right, let's play this hypothetical game in Vegas because it can't be at Allen. The Dean Dome, it's fair. It's going to be called right down the middle 50-50.
Well, that's because it's empty.
Yeah, we can't expect that same treatment over at Allen Fieldhouse. We refuse to play this game at Allen Fieldhouse. We don't want a home and home. We want to go to Vegas to play this hypothetical game. All right, Rob, hit the music. I'll give you my team. Let's go up position by position. At point guard, I got Ty Lawson.
At point guard, I have Frank Mason. So I win so far because Frank Mason won National Player of the Year and Ty Lawson didn't. Okay. So far, so good for the home team.
Okay, all right. At shooting guard, I have Rashad McCants as my shooting guard. Great backcourt.
I got Mario Chalmers as my two guard.
You're going to argue Mario Chalmers is a better college player than Rashad McCants?
I think it's a wash, but that's okay.
It's a wash?
Okay.
I mean, I'm asking.
I mean, he was MOP of the tournament. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, because he hit this one, I guess it was kind of important shot. I mean, it was all right, I guess. That's why he was MOP. I mean, he wasn't the best player on the team or anything, but
I mean, averaging 13 a night. I mean,
I guess 13, he contributed to that championship.
He also led college basketball in steals per game every year he was at Kansas. But yeah, you know, it was just the one shot that made him MOP.
Basically, at small forward, I have Tyler Zeller.
Wow, you got a big team.
Yeah, we need size. We're not out here running and gunning, shooting all these threes. No, we're going down in the paint. We're playing old school basketball. Tyler Zeller at the three.
Well, I'm running a multiple guard lineup because I got Sherron Collins. Boom.
You got him.
Well, he's the two. I guess I did
okay,
wrong.
Okay, yeah, I'm just asking. That's what Sherron, I'm saying here.
Sherron's going to be the two. We're going to have 2 point guards on the floor, and then Chalmers is my three.
I'm not sure if his conditioning is where it needs to be against this
lineup. Not in 2024, but sure as a peak of his powers.
I'm not sure of his conditioning.
I would take Sherron over Zeller or McCants or Ty Lawson.
All right, keeping with the size theme, at power forward, I have Sean May.
You have a really big team.
Size.
Did Roy recruit guards to Carolina?
No, they had a bunch of just okay guards. Now, they had a bunch of guards like Joel Berry, because they had a bunch of those kind of guards that were there.
Dudes
that were really good at North Carolina. They had a bunch of those kind of guys. I'm going to go Sean May. Sean May is giving whoever you put at power forward fits.
Thomas Robinson will be a power forward for me, another first-team All-American, and I believe he was runner-up for Player of the Year that year. So, I mean, based on talking about conditioning, Sean May ain't getting up and down the floor
right,
on Thomas Robinson.
You know what? We're going to struggle with Thomas Robinson's athleticism in that matchup. If we're going to struggle a little bit, I feel like I have the more skilled big man. We certainly can get Thomas Robinson in foul trouble in this matchup. At center, you already know who it is, Rob. I will put Tyler Hansborough for center on this North Carolina team. He is the best player on either one of these two teams.
Hansborough at the five into the four. That's nitpicking.
That's why I got Sean May there. That's why I got Sean May size.
I got Joel Embiid to the five.
Is he healthy? Is he available for this game?
I mean, first off, Psycho T is going to foul out for punching a dude in the face.
This game is in March, so I don't know if Joel Embiid's even. I don't know.
Classic non-con game in March in Vegas. That seems very realistic.
I don't even know if Joel Embiid's going to be healthy enough to play in that game. For my three coming off the bench for my rotation, I have Kendall Marshall. He's going to help run the point for me. I have John Henson, keeping it with the size theme. I also have Wayne Ellington coming off the bench, too, a guy that could drop 20 at any moment back at UNC.
I legitimately had no idea that Roy exclusively recruited average guards to Carolina.
Let's not do Kendall Marshall like that when he was at North Carolina.
Kendall Marshall
was a dog. Let's not do that.
He hit that. Actually, it's a shot forgotten to history. We talk about Julio Jones' catch. Kendall Marshall's three to tie the game right before Nova hit the shot.
That was actually Marcus Page.
That was a different.
See, that's how many guards they had at Carolina. You can't even keep them straight.
My three off the bench: Brandon Rush, Ochai Agbaji, and Udoka Azubuike. Apparently, I needed more size in this.
For sure, we're pounding it down low with John Henson.
But you're going to run Roy's offense where you run up and down the floor at 100 miles an hour?
No, we're running high-low. We're going to run that offense. That's what we're going to run. A little high-low action.
I would love to see Roy's run-and-gun offense with Tyler Zeller at the three. Also, does your team have any shooting? Do you have a single three-point shooter on the floor?
Yeah, Rashad McCants. He can shoot it a little bit.
I mean, a little bit is
the... Who you got shooting on your team? Sherron?
Frank Mason? Agbaji, Brandon Rush, Mario Chalmers. Yeah, I got shooters.
Okay. That's fair. That one season from Ochai was really, really good. You know who's actually turned into a pretty decent NBA player? Christian Brown.
Yeah.
Christian Brown turned into a pretty decent NBA player. Grady Dick's actually playing pretty well for the Toronto Raptors, too. I know you guys don't keep up with KU players once they're done. They do keep playing basketball. I know it's hard to believe, but once they leave KU, they leave KU to play in a different league. And Christian Brown has actually turned into a pretty decent player in that league. And Grady Dick's actually starting to kind of turn the corner, starting to figure some things out.
Not all of them play in the next league. Joel Embiid is fighting reporters and standing on the bench.
No, he comes back on Tuesday. Let's not do that. He comes back on Tuesday.
He definitely threw a towel at a reporter. That's a thing that 100% happens.
Yeah, he comes back on Tuesday. So let's not do that with Joel Embiid. Someone on the text line asked, why did Billy Preston not make your team? Seems like a good question to me.
Did he ever play a game at Kansas? Because
I saw him play at Kansas. I was there. I saw it.
The FBI tells me that never happened, and the poor victims in Lawrence were really just duped by the Adidas hierarchy.
That's terrible, man. I saw it with my own two eyes. I was physically there. I saw
him. You saw his one game.
I know. That was all I did.
I actually was at that game, too.
You know what? I also saw Michael Porter's one game while I was there,
that's
too.
True. It's funny. That one too.
It was funny.
My favorite part of that little charity event was they announced that you can foul out with six, and Jonte was chasing the number.
Yeah, no. He was. He was absolutely chasing. No, Jeremiah Tillman had seven fouls in the first 15 minutes of the game. That was actually a pretty fun experience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.